If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan, period.
If you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance through your job, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it. Find out what is in it.
This is America's Healthcare Challenge. America's Healthcare Challenge is produced and sponsored by E.D. Bellis. Now, here's your host, Sean McGuire.
It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk to each other. Been a real busy time for us. First, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of the four stories that have caught my attention since we last spoke. I plan to read from some of those, provide you a little bit of my thoughts, and then also I plan to share with you my own personal story and a situation that I'm facing in my own healthcare challenges. The name of the show, America's Healthcare Challenge. The first time you're listening, thanks so much for listening. We've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/America's Healthcare Challenge. If you would like to see more information, we post lots of clips and tips for you to manage your changes. Maybe if it's you approaching retirement, or maybe you're helping your parents try and navigate retirement, or maybe you're a healthcare executive trying to keep up on all the trends and changes in healthcare, whatever your background is, thanks again for listening. Here's a story that has caught my attention because we have reported previously, and if you go to iTunes or SoundCloud or anywhere along those lines, you will see our shows, and we've got, I think, over 500 segments are up on the iTunes the last time I checked, and one of them was talking about how healthcare clinicians are burned out. So we're following up on that right now. Healthcare labor trends in 2023 from Healthcare Dive, Haley Menzik. This is actually from January of this year. A rise in union activity also may persist as the sector continues recovering from the COVID pandemic. That is, healthcare labor trends in 2023, increased burnout and executive stress is the title. And the nation's healthcare workforce still is trying to recover from the COVID pandemic nearly 3 years ago. It's been really, really terrible, and it was already bad in the fact that we have not done a good job of training enough physicians. And that added stress from the pandemic has increased burnout among staff, ranging all the way from nurses all the way to executives. And healthcare workers across the country have began to do things such as wage strikes for higher pay, trying to get optimal staffing conditions in their employment contracts. And now, more than ever, resident physicians are getting involved in labor organizing. And as we were talking before, there already is a shortage and shortage in the industry, so there's a lot of places relying on temporary labor. And staffing shortages are expected to continue this year among nurses, for example, as widespread burnout and increased turnover continues to hit that sector. For example, in December, the average national weekly pay rate for travel nurses was $3,173, according to Vivian Health. They are a nursing staffing organization. That's up from $1,894 in 2020. So it's almost nearly doubled. High rates are expected to remain fairly static this year, says Tim Needham, the senior vice president at that organization. So the demand for contract labor looks to continue to be there. Now let's talk a little bit about why that might be a big deal. It's because there's an increase in organization among residents and interns. So healthcare workers in all roles have been active on the labor front through the pandemic in an effort to improve working conditions. While nurses have long been the face of union activity, resident physicians are organizing, and this has picked up in recent years, according to the Committee of Resident residents and interns, a branch of the SEIU. A fast-growing union representing doctors in training had five election wins in 2022, four in 21, one in 2020, and two in 2019. Last year, residents at three Los Angeles hospitals reached deals with their systems beforehand to avert work shortages or stoppages. So we need to be paying attention to this trend right now because it could be, continue to become a challenge for many organizations. And this is what's really stressing out the executives, and they're facing burnout even more. We've already talked about the burnout for nurses, and we reported on the burnout for physicians and other healthcare workers all being exhausted. Healthcare executives now are reporting burnout, and some of them are actually considering leaving and doing a different career change. Nearly 75% surveyed by Whit Kiefer found that they were feeling burned out over the last 6 months, compared to 60% in 2018. And this was from about 230 executives. So overall burnout in the industry is a challenge when there's lack of leadership that can lead to some organizational instability. You know, and a lot of times I've seen in, say, it's nursing homes or, you know, smaller hospitals, it's kind of like head coaches in sports. They're there for a while and then they kind of move on to another team. And we're probably going to start seeing that more with CEOs, maybe even at bigger organizations, but there's less places to go because there's so much consolidation in the industry. So again, that story, if you'd like to read more, great work by Haley Menzik, Healthcare Labor Trends in 2023, Increased Burnout, Executive Stress, A Rise in Union Activity Also May Persist as the Sector Continues Recovering from the COVID Pandemic. We'll put it in the show notes. When we come back, a new partnership in the industry that you may be interested in. You're listening to America's Healthcare Challenge.